Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My name is Ray Park. You may know me as playing Darth Maul in the Phantom Menace, Clone Wars, and also Solo at Star Wars Story. You're listening to Star Wars Stuff Podcast. The Force is strong with you all. And remember, Sith Wars.
Hey, this is Dominic Pace, who plays Gecko the Bounty Hunter from The Mandalorian, letting you all know you are listening to the Star Wars Stuff Podcast. Wishing everybody all the best. And may the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you!
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Star Wars Stuff Podcast, where we talk all things Star Wars. My name is Colin.
I'm Ray.
We're here to talk about
green beans.
Why?
I don't know. It was the first thing that I thought of.
Green beans is the first thing that you thought of.
I'm not going to try and explain to you what goes on up here.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Happy New Year. This is our first podcast being back.
Yay!
And there's a decent amount to talk about from the news of the new Mandalorian movie that was just announced, the Mandalorian and Grogu, which we kind of all suspected it was going to happen, but I don't think the title. And then also the possibility of it becoming a trilogy of that movie, and then Dave Filoni's big kind of Avenger-style type movie, and then maybe a third possible movie. And then you've also got the announcement of season two is officially happening, which is funny because of the day before, or a couple of days before, Rosario Dawson said there really wasn't any plans for season two. And then it was like, bam, season two is happening. And then
a liar.
Yes. And then you've also got the possible spinoffs for Tales of the Jedi, a canceled Star Wars movie, and so much more. Ray, what's the first thing we're talking about?
Well, I think we're going to talk about that Mandalorian movie.
Yes. Hello, everyone. Oh, man. That movie was just announced a couple of days ago. Were you expecting the news?
I feel like a couple of months ago, it was stated, or maybe it was at a celebration, that the Mandalorian last season was going to be a movie.
Okay.
So I knew there was going to be a Mandalorian movie.
Okay.
But now there's news that it might be a trilogy movie.
So it's just a rumor right now, but it's starting to look that way because of you've got the Mandalorian and Grogu film coming out potentially in 2025, which is pretty huge because we weren't expecting any movie to come out, but I'm excited because because that means that we're going back to the big screen a lot sooner than what we thought. And what's also great about that is potentially Force Friday will come back. And for those who don't know what Force Friday is, it was like the toy launch for the upcoming projects. And the biggest one that I remember going to would probably be the one back in 2017 for The Last Jedi, which was pretty cool. And I won like a giant 4-foot porg in a raffle at midnight while I was waiting at Target in Georgia, which that's a whole other story, which you guys have probably heard. But that was pretty cool. And then you have 2019, which was a big year for Star Wars because you had The Mandalorian, you had a new game, and then you had Rise of Skywalker. So going into the year of 2025, that's going to be a big year for Star Wars because we haven't gone to the big screen like officially of where it was like a Star Wars movie since 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's very, very exciting news. But the rumor is that it's going to be turned into a trilogy, because you've got the new movie that's coming out potentially in 2025 with Jon Favreau. It does start filming later this year. And then you have 2026, which is going to be Dave Filoni's movie. And then potentially after that, there might be another. I don't know if that's the case. I would love for that to be the case, but right now it's just a rumor, just because of, you've also got Ahsoka season two, which was also confirmed, which is kind of wild to think about, because I kind of suspected that we would get a continuation of her story. I don't know if in a show, which I think I talked about the last time I was on, because that's a very interesting concept, because she's trapped on a planet, right?
Yeah.
But then Dave Filoni drops some concept art of Ahsoka and Sabine standing on the same statue that
Baylan?
Yes, was standing on at the end, at the end of season two of Ahsoka. So that's like, ooh, okay. Are they going to go on the same path as Baylan? Are they going to go into a world between worlds situation? Like, what's exactly gonna happen there? Just because of that really did leave us on an actual cliffhanger.
Yes,
so I'm really curious of what's gonna happen, how that will tie in, because that show was just phenomenal, and the passing of Ray Stevenson was so tragic. So I'm really curious of how they're gonna handle all that
there. Yeah, I'm also really excited to see Shin again.
Yes,
I want more details on her.
How is that costume going, by the way?
Anyway.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Okay. But yeah, what would be like your what are your main predictions for season two of Ahsoka?
Well, I think, because part of the issue in Ahsoka was Hera trying to convince people that Thrawn was actually potentially returning. And I think with Ezra coming back, he's proof of that. So we'll probably see some movement in, like, I don't know, the established government, now that there's more of a witness to him being there. And then I am assuming that they're gonna hop in a ship and then go back and get Ahsoka and Sabine
in some way. And I'm really curious in how they're going to do that. I'm honestly excited that they are in a different universe and they are on a different planet, because there is so much to explore, and the Force, especially the Force, is probably going to play a big part in that, just because of this is new territory for Star Wars. And it was really cool to kind of get into a weirder side of Star Wars. And that's what Dave Filoni normally does with his projects. So I'm really excited to explore more of, some people say Paridia, some people call the planet Paridia. I call it Paridia, but I think it's going to be really interesting to explore more of that planet. Now my question is, are they just going to not mention Baylan, or are they going to recast him?
I hope they don't recast him.
Right. I'm just curious on how they will approach that.
Yeah. I honestly have no theories or ideas how that would be approached. I just hope it's not a recasting. And if it is, that, oh my gosh, it better be really, really good recasting.
Yeah.
But I also, I don't know how comfortable I would feel with a deep fake either.
I think doing that, they have to get permission from the family and all that stuff, because that's what they had to do with Carrie Fisher. Like, they had to get permission from the Fisher family to use footage for the Rise of Skywalker, for Leia and everything. So that was a big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no ideas how they'll handle Baylan.
Yeah.
I miss him. He was a cool character.
Yeah, there is so much mystery revolving around that. And then you have the two movies, which we don't know what the plot is, except we know Thrawn is going to be the major threat. So my guess is that the Mandalorian and Grogu movie will feel like Avengers Infinity War. And then you'll have season two of Ahsoka to maybe fill that gap. And then you'll lead into the big movie of the Dave Filoni movie, where it's going to tie in Skeleton Crew, Book of Boba Fett, Ahsoka, and of course the Mandalorian, and all that will tie in, and that will feel like Avengers Endgame going into that, just because of that's what kind of these shows have been leading up to, where they have these very small kind of crossovers of where like they show up. So I'm guessing it's going to be a huge event. I'm very excited to see Star Wars come back to the big screen. I don't think any of us was expecting this soon. I'm not complaining at all. I think it's a fantastic idea.
I think it is a fast turnaround, though.
Was not expecting it. No.
Yeah, because they'd have to start. I mean, I don't know what their production speeds are like, but I imagine they'd have to start filming fairly soon, because most of Star Wars stuff, the effects are all post-production.
Yes.
So you need a lot of editing time. And unless it's like a Christmas 2025 release, I gotta imagine they gotta start production on that real soon.
Mm-hmm. And the release date hasn't been officially announced, but my suspicion it would be probably at the end of 2025. That's the big rumor, that it will come out at the end of 2025. And then I know some people fear that, oh, well, that means that they're not gonna do a season four of The Mandalorian, which to me, they haven't. Season four is in the works currently, for The Mandalorian. John Favreau has announced that like a while ago, saying that season four has been written and that it is in the works. So we know it's going to happen eventually. Just, we don't know where it ties in. We don't know if season four is going to happen after the whole thing happening with the Dave Filoni movie and the new Jon Favreau movie. Some people are thinking that season four is the Jon Favreau movie potentially coming out next year. So there's a lot of things happening with that. But
yeah, I do distinctly remember a statement that the final season of The Mandalorian was going to be a movie.
Yes.
So that remains to be seen whether or not that's season four, the movie, or season four and the movie.
And the movie. And then kind of exciting news, but apparently Tales of the Jedi, they're going to have spinoffs of where it would be about not just, it wouldn't just be about, you know, Jedi of the past and all that stuff, but they will do another maybe separate series or like a short series or something where it will kind of split off into like Tales of like the Sith or Tales of the bounty hunters or something like that, to where we'll get more insight on other characters that we see, to maybe we'll learn more about Dengar, we'll learn more about Bosk, we'll learn more about Count Dooku, we'll learn more about Darth Malak, and maybe go all the way back to the Old Republic. The possibilities are endless. Star Wars is untapped potential. There's so many stories and so many characters to explore, so the possibilities are endless for that.
Wonder if they do something with the Handmaidens.
You never know. You never know.
Because I mean, if the spinoffs are exploring other, like,
yeah,
I don't want to say background characters, but other characters' backstories and stuff, or just random stories, I think that one. I mean, they just have so much story potential. You can do so much with them. So I'd like to see them do something.
There was the story. All right, so there was the small show called, and it was like shorts. It was Forces of Destiny that came out a couple of years ago, where they had side stories of Leia, Rey, Padme, Ahsoka, Kira. And I think one of my favorite ones was, which they kind of tied in some deleted scenes, like to where how they trapped a couple of Wampas and into the cave, and then they sealed it up, and then they ended up putting a warning sign. And then that actually was a deleted scene that was taken out of Empire, of where C-3PO is running past a door and he runs back and he rips the sign off. And then the snowtroopers come up and they're like, ooh, like maybe they're in here. And then a Wampa hand grabs one of them and brings it in. Yes,
I remember. And yeah, it's a very popular gif.
Yes. Yeah. So there's that. And then you also had how Leia got the a bounty hunter costume going into Return of the Jedi, where she actually meets Maz Kanata with Chewie, and then they actually get the costume, and then you actually see them get in the Falcon and get ready to go to Tatooine to meet with Luke, and it was just small things like that, and I was like, I love that, I love the small tie-ins. And then there was stories with Padme, and I think there was like a Naboo creature story of where there was a disturbance over at one of the hangars, like kind of on the lake outside of the palace. Have you watched these at all?
Mm-mm.
They're on Disney Plus.
No,
I would definitely look into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause... I didn't know they existed. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, they are voiced by the, I believe Daisy Ridley actually did all of her Rey stories. And there's a couple of Rose stories too with Finn. John Boyega's in there too. And then I think they did one with where Luke's first kind of training, like with Yoda, and Mark Hamill actually did back and did the voice. And
it's a like a cartoon, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Yes, there are book versions of some of those at the library. So yes, yeah. I'm familiar with the concept.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it was a show.
Yeah, yeah. And they had like a toy line. I think it was their version of kind of like Barbie.
Yeah.
And then they had like all these new characters. And then Hera's there too, because Hera was there during the Battle of Endor. And then she has a discussion with Han, and Han has to get supplies from Hera because of Leia asked him to. And Hera's like, I will, but you have to say the ghost is the superior ship to the Millennium Falcon. It was just kind of funny banter and stuff that, and different cool stories. And they also made some things from the Ewok films canon, and it was like, ooh, okay. So yeah, so very, very interesting stuff. If you haven't checked out Forces of Destiny, I would definitely check it out, because there is a decent amount of cool stories on there. But yeah, no, I love, I just love all those small detail stuff. So I'm excited to see where Tales of the Bounty Hunters or Tales of the Sith would end up going.
Yeah. Be pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. And then there was the news of the canceled film of the writers and directors of Game of Thrones, of what their canceled film was going to be, which was about the first Jedi. And apparently a rumor is that they didn't like Last Jedi because Rian Johnson took the name of, I mean, they like kind of, he took kind of like the spinoff name of what they were doing, because their film allegedly was going to be called The First Jedi. And that was already in the works. And then Rian Johnson was like, I'm going to do The Last Jedi, which was like, oh, okay. But again, it's just a rumor. But
now, was that recently canceled, or is it just recently released what it was going to be about?
That was canceled a while ago.
Okay.
But news is resurfacing because all these new film announcements. And I think the directors and writers are being like, oh, okay, well, you know, this was our plan, people probably want to know what it is. And then you have, you know, a decent amount of like other ideas that were pitched to Lucasfilm that didn't go with it, and then they just end up doing their own thing. The movie Rebel Moon is a fine example of that, because you have Zack Snyder that pitched like his idea of a Star Wars movie to Lucasfilm, and they were like, no. So he just ended up doing kind of a, not really a spoof, but you can definitely tell it was supposed to be a Star Wars film, because there are lightsabers in there. So
laser swords.
Yes. But yeah. So they described it as their story was going to be about like the birth of the Force and the first Jedi and everything. But last year, the announcement of the new James Mangold movie, which is taking place during the Dawn of the Jedi, was announced at Star Wars Celebration. And to me, basically, that's what his film is going to be. It's going to be very similar to what their film was going to be.
Yeah.
Where it takes place thousands of years. It will be the kind of like the birth of the Jedi and the Sith and how there's like gray areas of the dark side and the light side. And so it's very similar to what they were going to do. I am very excited for that. But there's also a lot of pressure because of the Force is what, you know, binds the galaxy together. But also it's a very repeating thing in Star Wars. It is kind of a big character to me in Star Wars of the Force in general, just because of that's what really, you know, kind of ties everything together. So I'm really curious of how they are going to find that balance and how they are going to really write that into the perspective of Star Wars, because this isn't taking place after A New Hope or before the clone. Well, it's taking place before the Clone Wars, but this is really establishing of why the Force is the way the Force is and why there's a difference between the Jedi and Sith.
Wonder if they'll talk about midichlorians.
It could happen. You kind never know.
It finally, like, explain how they are and are not a thing simultaneously.
Exactly. Yeah. So
just get the science of the midichlorian.
The
midichlorian is the powerhouse of the Force.
Oh.
Just sounds like mitochondria. Mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
No. Yep. And then we have... Oh, man, yeah. And then we have Skeleton Crew coming out this year. And I know we talk about all the upcoming projects every single time that we end up recording. But you've got Skeleton Crew. You've got season 2 of the of Tales of the Jedi. You have Bad Batch season 3. You have the game Outlaws coming out at the end of the year, and then you have the show Acolyte, which I'm really, really looking forward to. So, yeah, a decent amount of Star Wars this year. And then also for convention goers, if you haven't yet and you always wanted to go to like a Star Wars convention, no Star Wars Celebration this year, but MegaCon is a close one. They have a big lineup for MegaCon this year. They've got Yonis, who played Chewbacca in Solo in the sequels. They've got Alan Tunick, who played K2SO. They've got Ewan. They've got Hayden. Obi-Wan and Anakin themselves. They've got Ashley Eckstein, Ahsoka. You've got Anthony Daniels is going to be there. And they just announced Cameron Monaghan, that played Cal Kestis, which is huge, just because of he really doesn't do that many conventions. So I was really excited about that. And there's a decent amount of more Star Wars actors that are going. So I would definitely check out MegaCon. There's also an event called Mos Eisley that's happening, which I'm super pumped for that because it's going to be my first one. And then there's a couple of us going. So if you see us on the con floor, come and say hi, because I'm beyond excited for this convention. But yeah, no, I'm excited for MegaCon. So if you always wanted to go to something that is revolving around Star Wars, I would definitely check out MegaCon this year, because there is no Star Wars Celebration, unfortunately. But yeah.
Yeah. And then when we do have Star Wars Celebration, it's going to be in Japan.
Yeah.
I'm so far away.
I know, but I'm so excited.
I know. I wish that's something I could do, but that flight, man.
I know.
Can't do that. Barely survived California.
Yeah. But you had a great time, though.
I did. Yeah. I just can't sit in a plane that long. That's my biggest problem. I hate flying, and I have very long legs. So sitting cramped up in a little airplane seat for 4 hours. It's like 4 or 5 hours.
I think it was a lot more, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm remembering I had a layover going there one time after the layover. The second leg of the flight was 4 hours, so more than 4 hours sitting in a tight little seat, not being able to move, trying to cross your legs like like this. It's just okay. So tight.
Do you know what I so for me I actually was wearing my Anakin Skywalker boots because I didn't want to pay extra for a larger bag. So I wore them the entire flight.
Yeah, that would absolutely suck.
But I didn't. And it was great. And I was debuting Skywalker that year. And I think we actually got some good pictures of you and me as Sky Guy and Rey, because I think that was one. Yeah, it was super cool. I like that. It was fun. Speaking of costumes, I have officially announced I am doing I'm doing Chewbacca. I've been latch hooking a lot.
There is hair everywhere.
I know. And I told you it's going to be like that for a couple of months. It was a lot worse before you showed up today. I'm just saying.
I put my phone on the ground, picked it up, and I didn't pick up my phone. I picked up a wad of hair.
Yes. Latch hooking is surprisingly fun. I was not expecting to. I mean, it's kind of soothing in a way because of you like have to find like the right pattern to kind of move up and make sure you're doing it right. But I've just been watching different shows. I've watched a lot of the old, a bunch of different documentaries. I rewatched Light and Magic. I'm actually wearing my industrial Light and Magic shirt that came in the mail the other day. But yeah, no, it's been a lot of fun. And then I got my sun glove in from Hyperspace Props. And then Craig and I are going to be working on, we are going to be working on the feet this weekend. So, yeah.
Nice. I'm so excited for this to come together. Also, because I am, so I commissioned a dress. I tried it on. I can't walk in it.
Okay.
So I am going to this year, fingers crossed, if I can get my act together, be making Senatorial Leia.
Okay.
So
from
New Hope.
Okay.
The white dress.
Right. Okay.
So
that's fun.
We're going to run around as Leia and Chewie.
Yes. And you can just insult me the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what I already do.
Yeah. And then I am also, my other goal is to complete my pit droid and then start working on R2-D2, do shirtless Anakin from the 2003 Clone Wars. Yes, I know. So it's the one where he's got like the blue tattoos like going down and he's got the gold robot arm and then he does get it chopped off, but I'm not going that canon. I'm not going to get my arm chopped off. Nope. Sorry. And then
commit to the bit.
And then I'm doing Clone Wars Anakin. Growing my hair out right now. I just got trimmed finally. But I'm so costumes, projects, a lot of fun. Very, very busy time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. My biggest thing is I have like 50 projects like as work in progress in my sewing room. I really just need to clean those out.
Yeah.
I really just need to narrow it down, be like, yeah, we're not gonna do this one, we're not gonna do that one. Just get my priorities in order. That's what 2024 is, getting everything in order. I got a planner.
Oh, I have a life board.
I
went to Target and I bought one for like 20 bucks. It was on sale. And I was like, I know exactly where to put it. And then I just started writing stuff on it.
Yeah. When COVID hit, I would put everything in my planner.
Oh, okay.
And I lost my planner skills. And we're going to do it again this year. I'm going to get organized.
Yeah. Organization, adulting. It's what heroes do.
I don't want to be an adult.
Speaking of heroes.
I think I have a Chewbacca hair in my eye. I just feel something in my eye.
Is it?
I don't know, but there's a lot of hair in here.
It's not that bad. You are making it sound like I've got like a shedding dog in here. It's not that bad. I'm not seeing anything.
I'm not seeing anything either. There's something in my eye.
Okay. All right. Well, and then I'm going to Galaxy's Edge next weekend and then I go back to work and then we go to MegaCon. So I'm going to be able to see some of my old coworkers and say all my old catchphrases and they're going to be like, what the heck?
You have not changed.
Never. Cause I am the exact same way, at my current job, of the same way I was at my old job. So. It's fun. It's a good time.
Right? So at your new job, you're just constantly pretending you're in Star Wars?
More or less.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we do have like a giant Luke and Leia like on one side of of the theater, which is pretty cool. Yeah. So, but yeah, no. Yeah. I enjoy it. It's a good time. It's a good time. But Star Wars.
The Force. Space. Lightsabers.
Max Rebo.
Ships.
Which we're actually talking about getting everything together for Max Rebo. And maybe starting him like by the end of the year. I doubt it. But I want to finish all my projects first.
Don't start planning future projects till Chewie's done.
Oh, well.
That's my biggest piece of advice. Do not start planning your next project until your first
one is done. I'm doing pretty good with Chewie.
No, I know. But do not plan your next project before your first one is done.
Yes, no.
That is my biggest piece of advice as a costumer.
I am not going to drop everything on Chewie. My goal is to get him done by May 4th. And then after May 4th, then I'll go from there. But yeah. Hello. But yeah. So that's the plan.
I'm excited. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Then we had to find somebody to do Han and Luke.
So Han, we got Hunter.
Yes.
And then you're right. I do want to find like a New Hope. Luke Skywalker, which not that many people do that custom.
No. It's just bleached Levi's.
I think it's also the hair too. Like you have to have the right hair for it.
Wig.
Yeah, but those kind of wigs don't look that like you. To me, you would have to spend a decent amount of money to actually find like a good Luke Skywalker wig.
Not if you know what you're doing.
Okay, well, just saying. Because I found a good one
YouTube.
For Anakin. Yeah, I found a good one for Anakin, but. It's a lot of maintenance, and
I think you overpaid for that.
It was good when I first got it.
Yeah,
and then, yeah. And then
needs a wash,
right? But if you wash it, you like. So I might have to take it to like a wig person and see if they can.
Yeah, I don't know any wig people.
Yeah, I think there might be a couple of shops here in GR.
We've gotten well off the topic.
Yes. Yeah, but you know, I've got a lot of plans, and then I'm doing a live stream every week for La Chokey and Chewie. It's been a lot of fun, and a lot of people actually really enjoyed it. And I was talking to my friend Andrew, who's Michigan Vader, and he's like, he really likes the engagement that was happening there, and then he also liked how I was doing it, because I was latch hooking as I was like talking to people, and not that many people really latch hook. I had to scour YouTube and the internet to find exactly how to latch hook, because there's a lot of people that, you know, that show you how to do it, like tutorial videos, but when they're using this tool and they're teaching people how to do it, they are like kind of like the camera view is like blocking it, so you just see their hand like this going, but you don't see the tool actually going through. Or if they put the camera down and they have it facing like towards their project, their back is towards the camera and you can't even see them latch hooking. So I finally found one. And then even the way the person did it looked really difficult. So my friend Craig and I were just kind of toying with it. And then Craig found a way that was like super easy to do it. And now it's fantastic. And it's so easy to do. And it's kind of relaxing.
Yeah, the small repetitive pieces is I find it very relaxing. That's why I didn't mind doing 400 jump rings cut and individually placed into Sabe's crown for 8 hours, because it's just kind of relaxing doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, so yep, there is a lot to be excited for this year, and I just can't wait for all these shows. I just don't like how we haven't had any like official release dates for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it's just like the anticipation for Skeleton Crew and Acolyte is big. And I'm just like, I'm so excited, but I'm terrified because we haven't heard like, I know it's coming out this year. I just don't know when.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've seen these trailers. So I'm like, I know how great the shows are going to be. It's just the sitting and waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Patience is a virtue I do not have.
No. But they'll come and we'll just be like, this is amazing.
What are you going to do?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, that's really it for this week. We had a podcast earlier this week where we talked about a bunch of other stuff. But tune in for our live streams, our different posts. Go on TikTok. You haven't posted on there.
I know.
In a couple of weeks, Ray.
I've been busy.
You've been slacking.
I've been busy.
I'm not mad.
Are you though?
I'm just disappointed.
Are you mad at me?
No. I'm disappointed.
That's worse.
Yes, exactly. Do better.
I quit.
No. No, you don't.
No, I don't.
Try and say that on the air. Yeah, okay. We would like to thank all of our Patreon supporters. Hayden H, Darth Ace, Liam M, Chris Simpson, Kevin L, Devin M, Drew Peters, Zach, of course, Fenrir. Thank you. 526, Maya, and Maka. Thank you so much, Ante. And we've actually been getting more Patreon supporters, so thank you so much for that. And we just love what we're doing. Please go follow us on Instagram at Stuff Podcast. I try to do the whole live stream thing. I don't know if it went through this time, but we'll figure it out. But now there's a way for us to do a live stream from here onto Instagram. So we're trying to figure that out. We'll, if it didn't work this time, we'll do it the next time. Thank you for just like watching and listening to us. You can find us on YouTube at Star Wars Stuff Podcast. You can find us on X at Stuff Pod, Threads, Star Wars Stuff Podcast, Patreon, at Star Wars Stuff Podcast 2187.
Hey, you remembered this time.
I know. Thank you.
Good job.
Yeah. And TikTok, search Star Wars Stuff Podcast. Email StarWarsStuffPodcast@gmail.com. We're also on Facebook, Star Wars Stuff Group and Star Wars Stuff Podcast page. And we're also on Twitch at Star Wars Stuff Gaming. Please go on Apple Podcast to give us a review, and including Spotify. We love hearing your feedback and your honesty, because this helps us grow as a podcast and get better at what we do. So thank you.
And when you leave a review, it boosts us in the algorithm and shows us to more people.
Oh, there you go. Didn't know that.
The more you know.
Science. And then we also have a new website. Well, it's not really new anymore, but it's still amazing. It was made by the great Ray over here, StarWarsStuffPodcast.com. And we're actually getting a couple of new business cards.
Ooh, and we're going to be all fancy like.
Yes. And then my plan is to actually put one in the back of my car. and with Max Rabel in the back. So when people see it, they'll be like, ah. What's this about? And they'll be like, oh, okay, it's just a nerd driving a car. I'll be like, of course, of course. So, yeah. So, thank you so much, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next week. May the force be with you.
Always. Always.